Is anybody else home? Hello? Mom? Steve? Bro?
Oh my god, is anybody home? I'm pretty sure I told them what time it's coming. Come in here. No one in here. Oh my god. Nobody answered me when I came in and I didn't even think to knock and should I just come back and let you finish or hold on a sec. Is that... What the fuck are you doing with my bathing suit? What the fuck, dude? Are you jerking off with my bathing suit? That I left here over the summer? That's cool. That's fucking crazy. Oh my god. When I tell mom and dad... Oh my god, that is in. Bro, listen. No, I. Okay. So you were snooping around in my room, is that right? No, please. Please don't tell me. Please. No, please don't. Don't tell anyone. Yeah. I know other people may not find our feelings the most morally correct, or ethically, or legally, but I mean, we're both adults, and I don't know, it's kind of like I helped raise my perfect man, you know, and, yes, over the summer, I might have taken your items, but there's just something so comforting about your smell. I couldn't get it out of my head. And watching you with my bathing suit wrapped around your cock. Makes my mouth water. Well, I mean, do you want me to come closer? Yeah. Can I sit on the bed with you? Yeah? Are you gonna keep stroking yourself for me? There you go. Oh my god. You know. Even though you're supposed to be my little brother, I've always kind of looked up to you, you know. Not just physically, since you're taller than me, but Right. Listen, I just think you're the kindest, most generous, sweetest person in the world. And for a long time, I told myself that something had to be fucked up with my brain to even considered the possibility that I could be attracted to not just somebody I'm related to, but someone that I helped, raise, basically. I know we grew, I know. We grew up together. We're not that far apart in age, but I'm still older than you. And it just sometimes I feel like I failed as an older sister. I mean, look at you. You're leaking re-cum all over my bathing suit, and you're still stroking yourself while I talk. I'm supposed to be your big sister, Not whatever fucked up mess we got ourselves into right now. There has to be something wrong with us to want this, right? This can't be natural or normal, can it? You're learning what in college? I do really want to kiss you. And I'll admit, I kissed you a few times when you were sleeping. Never on the lips. Not gross. Yeah. You wanna kiss your big sister? Yeah. No, it's not that. It's just, I just didn't expect it to feel so good. Well, what now? You want me to kiss you while you stroke off? I mean, like, I guess I could. Oh, as much as I'm enjoying this, because I'm enjoying this so fucking much, I can't even lie to you. I really, really, really want you in my mouth. Please. Please. Shut up. No, I don't normally beg to suck a guy off, but I have been wanting this so long, and you looks so good. Oh, yeah. You don't need my bathing suit anymore. You have my mouth. Oh. All this pre-cum. For me. And balls too. Yeah, you like your big sister's mouth? Yeah. Yeah, slap it on my tongue. Look at how messy you get. Are you gonna come? You wanna come and really kiss this mouth? Go ahead. Calm down, you big sister. So, look at it all in my hands. Oh, that tastes so good. God. You want to kiss me again? Okay. Oh, you're going. Oh, she's going like that. Myself. Bro, I can't even tell you how hot the fuck it is. Just like that. Yeah, come on, bro. You're doing such a good fucking job. You're doing such a good fucking job for your big sister. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna pussy pulses around your fingers. Oh, it feels so good. Yeah, I can clean your hand. You should taste some of this too, though. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, suck on your fingers just like that, little bro. Oh, it's so fucking hot. Oh, fuck. Mom and Steve are home. Oh, shit. Give me my fucking pants. Give me my fucking pants. Give me my fucking pants. Hurry up before they get the fucking coat. Get on the fucking... Just get on the covers. You don't have anything else. That's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Hey, Hi, Steve. Hi, Mom. Yeah, I was just, I was going to visit Dad later at his house. I just figured I'd stop by here first and leave my things and unwind and relax a little bit from traveling. And he was the only one home. We're just, just talking about school for the both of us. Yeah, it's so great to be home. I really missed you guys, especially that little brother of mine. Isn't it great when siblings get along? You're so right, Mom. Lunch? Oh, I'm starved. Come on, little bro, let's go get lunch. Oh, you want to take a nap? Yeah, I guess you could bring him something, right? Or how about you and Steve go and get us something to eat, Go on a little date. We'll be fine here. I'm here for the next couple weeks anyways. So it'll be fine. Yeah, a burger and some fries is fine. Do you want pizza? Oh, fucking... Sorry, language. Got so used to being an adult out on my own. I forgot what it's like to be back home, Mom. Yeah. So it was fine with me. Totally fine with me. Yeah. Love you too, Mom. Bye, Steve. It's nice to see you again. You little bitch. Oh, my God. Pizza? And then kissing her on the cheek with your cum still in my mouth. Oh my fucking God. Ew. We're so gross. Now move over. I'm also a little tired after I just came. Now I just cuddle up a little bit. I really did miss you so much. You're like my favorite person in the world. I am tired though. This is your big sister sleeping, just popping in here at the end, because I wanted to say that this is just a fantasy. There is nothing wrong with enjoying this kind of fantasy. There's nothing wrong with indulging in this fantasy with little old me. After all, I have consented to this by recording this audio, and you've consented by reading the tags and hitting play. I've been wanting to do kind of a home for the holidays type of audio, you know, happy holidays. And I realize I don't do too much younger brother sort of thing, and I really wanted to. I thought it would be really fun, so here we are. Again, there's nothing wrong with you for enjoying this. There's nothing wrong with you for getting off to this if you happen to, or if you're just listening just for fun. That's okay too. Thank you very much. Just remember, we're back in reality. Have a drink, get a snack, maybe take a little break, and then ground yourself back here with us. And just do whatever you need to do to get yourself back. Otherwise, thank you very, very much for listening. I'll talk to you guys again in the next one, and have a lovely day. Mwah.